Okay, good evening to everybody. This night, this evening, shir, will be a combination of Halachos Shabbos, and specifically this year when the first night of Pesach falls out on Shabbos on a Friday night, there are a variety of Halachos specifically regarding preparing for the Seder that are worthy to be aware of. Typically, we are familiar that there's a fundamental difference between the laws of Shabbos and the laws of Yom Tov. Ein bein Shabbos l'yom tov ela ochel nefesh bovad. One is permitted to cook, prepare different forms of cooking to get to the stage of cooking on Yom Tov. Shabbos, we know that is prohibited, as we've been discussing. So on an ordinarily year, when Yom Tov falls out on a regular evening and a non-Shabbos evening, so if one doesn't prepare properly or doesn't get a chance to take care of some forms of cooking that are necessary for the Seder, so theoretically it's possible to do so on Yom Tov proper, no different than any Yom Tov when I could cook and bake and prepare something for the sake of Yom Tov itself. However, when Pesach falls on Shabbos, there are certain Seder preparations that must be made before Shabbos, and that's, of course, not to violate any of the prohibitions of Shabbos. So I'd like to go through this evening five areas of the Seder, Seder preparation specifically, where one should be mindful to make sure to take care of them before Pesach. As mentioned, these are things that we don't necessarily run into the problem because we hope to take care of all Seder needs and preparations prior to Pesach. Of course, it's going to make the Seder more enjoyable. It'll make the evening much more calm and less stressful when we know going into Seder night that the Seder table is set, prepared, and everything that is cooked is cooked. So, of course, one is encouraged to make sure to take care of those things regardless. But nonetheless, we do run into a problem, particularly this year, and if certain things are not prepared, we will run into trouble because they cannot be prepared. The first of those five items is the cooking of the egg and the roasting of the zerua. The zerua, which is the shank bone, the egg, the beitza, which is a custom that many Ashkenazim have, not only to have an egg on the Seder table and on the kahara, on the Seder plate, but also to actually eat an egg prior to Shulchan Aruch, to the meal. The zroa, the shank bone, the beitz, or the egg must be roasted before Shabbos. One can't cook. One is prohibited from roasting on Shabbos. So much so, if a person forgot to roast the zroa or to roast the egg or to cook the beitz, or the egg, one should use another cooked food instead. So if you find yourself leil haSeder without a shank bone or without an egg, so not only is it prohibited to put up a zeroa or to put up an egg because it's Shabbos, but you should try to find another cooked item instead to place on the Seder table, on the Ke'ara, and then obviously an egg will be prohibited from being made on Shabbos itself. So certainly if one wants to fulfill these two customs and having the beitza and the zeroa, shank bone and egg, on the Ke'ara, on the Pesach Ke'ara on the table, those certainly must be taken care of before. If they are not taken care of before, the zroa and the beitza are prohibited from being made. The second item is the maror, horseradish. Most of us, many of us, have the custom to actually use lettuce, romaine lettuce specifically, but many of us also have a custom to actually use horseradish itself for maror. This year, as it's Shabbos, the horseradish must be ground or grated before Shabbos. This is an issue called tochein. The lach of tochein prohibits us from chopping thin and fine grated vegetables, fruits, of course, as well. So therefore, grinding the horseradish is going to be prohibited this year, Leil HaSeder, as a result of it being Shabbos. Now, if one did forget to grind or grate the horseradish before Shabbos, one would be permitted to do so in a way where you are creating not small stalks, but larger stalks. So obviously it is fundamentally prohibited to grind or to grate on Shabbos, prohibited absolutely, but in a situation where one didn't have the chance to grind the horseradish before Shabbos, a person can cut the horseradish into larger stalks because tochein specifically is a malach of cutting and slicing and dicing something very thin. So if you're to create larger stalks, it would be permitted. At the same time, there should be a slight deviation that should be made. You could turn the grate upside down. You could grate onto pieces of paper as opposed to a plate. You should do something a little different in order that it should not be considered tochein altogether. So you're going to make larger stalks, and at the same time, one should create it and do so in a way where it's a shinuch. That is the second item. The third item to bring to attention is when it comes to another aspect of maror if we're using your good old romaine lettuce. If you are using lettuce, romaine lettuce, then the lettuce that you would like to use should preferably be selected, the leaves specifically should be selected before Shabbos. This is falls under the category of boror is selecting. One is prohibited from selecting bad from good on Shabbos. One is even prohibited from selecting good from bad on Shabbos unless it's done for immediate use. So therefore, when you have good leaves and bad leaves mixed together, or if you didn't have a chance to select the leaves of the romaine that you want to use Friday night, you should make sure only to take the good leaves from the bad leaves and only for immediate use. So it shouldn't, if maror is going to be at 10:30 in the evening, at 8:30 or 7:30, you should not be doing your selecting of your maror. You should wait till immediately prior to maror to take the good leaves from the bad leaves, and then it can be used as that is considered to be in an immediate use. So only good leaves from the bad, from the inferior ones, not vice versa, and only for immediate use. That is how one should select the leaves of lettuce of the romaine on Friday night as a result of the Leila Seder being on Shabbos. In terms of checking your lettuce and finding insects, so of course one should be cautious and careful. Much of the lettuce that does come from Israel, from the Gush Katif, which many of us use, has a stamp on the actual plastic that says that it should be washed through and checked through again. That's written in the 12 Hebrews, and many of us don't necessarily see that, but one should be cautious and be careful. A person or one is permitted to wash off or pull off the insects, hopefully we shouldn't see any, but should be careful, obviously not to intentionally kill them. Obviously that is a mlacha, that's called shochet, but ideally this should all be done, of course, again, before Shabbos. If it was not done, you're permitted to rinse off the lettuce, the romaine lettuce, and the like, in order to make sure that there should not be any bugs on the lettuce. Of late, romaine lettuce has been very, very clean, so we are happy about that. The fourth item that I'd like to bring to attention regarding a Leil Seder that falls on Shabbos this year is preparing salt water. Salt water should be prepared before Shabbos. If one forgot to prepare it, then you can make a small amount of salt water. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Taf Ayin Gimel, Sifkat and Chaf Aleph. Making salt water on Shabbos falls under the rabbinic prohibition of Bishul, or possibly under Ma'abed, because you're creating something, you're marinating. Some understand it falls under the category of tanning. You're creating a new makeup. It was water and it was salt. Now it's salt water, and it's a different being, and you've changed the taste fundamentally, inherently, and it might be a malacha derabbanan of Bishul, so we wouldn't want to do that on Shabbos. Therefore, your salt water should be prepared for a Shabbos. Now, the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Shin Chas Aleph Sif Beis that this is only true that it's a malacha on Shabbos when you're creating it en masse. But if you're only using a little bit of salt water, if you're having a Seder and you're only making salt water for the people at the table, 10, 20, even 30 people, that's not considered to be a large amount necessarily. So one can make a minimal amount that would only be sufficient for the Seder proper. The fifth item to bring to your attention regarding this year's Leila Seder on Shabbos is regarding the preparation of the charoset. Preparation of charoset on Shabbos, one runs into two issues. One is the melacha of tochen, and two is the melacha of lush. Tochen is chopping, grinding, or dicing. Lush is mixing. Both of those are melachos on Shabbos. So certainly, preparing your charoset, that's something that should be done before Shabbos. It should be ground, chopped, it should be mixed with the wine or vinegar. That all should be done before Shabbos, because one will get themselves into a question of tochen or lush. Person forgot to prepare the charoset on Shabbos, so the best thing to do is to cut up the food into larger pieces before the Seder. Then it's not a problem of tochen, like we mentioned before, regarding chopping horseradish. And regarding adding the wine or the vinegar, so that also should be done in a shinoi. Typically, you'll put in your apples or your thicker substance first, and only then will you add the liquid. So in this situation, the shinoi, the change, would be by first placing into the vessel the mixed item, the liquidy item, then the charoset should be added after, and you should also mix it in an awkward fashion. That means fingers or shaking the vessel itself, because since it's a thick mixture, it's called a blila ava, and when it comes to a blila ava, we want to do two things. We want to switch the order of the way it's made, as well as mixing it in a shinoi fashion. So, of course, when it comes to preparing the charoset, obviously, to get out of the question of tochen and lush, best to do it before Shabbos, on the Seder evening on a Friday night, but yes, you do have a potential way to fix the problem. Chop your pieces of apple larger, and when it comes to placing the items into the bowl, should be done in the opposite way that you do it during the week. And furthermore, when it comes to mixing it in a sheet of fashion. So when it comes to Leila Seder on a Friday night, there are five items that we just mentioned that one should be cautious about. Of course, if one is preparing all these things before Shabbos, you're in the best situation because you're getting yourself out of questions, and certainly you're getting yourself out of being under pressure in the evening. But when it comes to roasting the zera and the egg, that should all be done before Shabbos. Grinding the horseradish should be done before Shabbos. Selecting the good leaves from the bad leaves, or the leaves that you want to use of romaine for the Seder, should be done before Shabbos. Preparing the salt water should be done before Shabbos. And preparing the charoset should also be done before Shabbos. Again, as we mentioned, when it comes to the charoset, the salt water, grinding of the horse, for selecting the leaves, there is a way out. Done for immediate use would be okay. However, when it comes to roasting the zroa and cooking the egg, those would be problematic, and that does not have a recourse. So those are a word to the wise in terms of an early preparation, certainly is in order. Once we have prepared for the Friday night Seder, we'll sit down, the Simcha, excited, happy, thrilled to have a Seder, and the first order of business is Kaddish. Is the first mitzvah of the evening. As you're all aware, Kadesh Kiddush is the first of the four cups. The four cups are a rabbinic injunction, a mitzvah de Rabbanan, Abdallah Kosos, and that is the first of the set of items that we will be privileged to fulfill on Friday night. Now, Dalit Kosos is the Rabbanan. The four cups is a rabbinic injunction. However, this year, on a Friday night, when the first night of the Seder, even the second, and or the first night or the second night is on a Friday night, the first cup will actually not be the Rabbanan, but it will be the Araisa. And the reason for that is that Kiddush on Friday night is a mitzvah of the Araisa. So therefore, we have the privilege this year of not just fulfilling a mitzvah of the Rabbanan when we have the Dalit Kosos, but the first of the four Kosos will be a mitzvah mid the Araisa. Now, what does it make a difference if the first cup is the Araisa or the Rabbanan? So the only area where it will make a difference is in terms of the shiur hakos, the size of the cup and the amount that you have to drink. The dalit kosos, the shiur based on Ramosha Feinstein, is anywhere between 3.5 to 4.5 ounces. That's a rough estimate of the shiur. Ramosha has about 4.2 ounces. The smaller shiur of Chaim Noah is something like 3.3 ounces. We try to, if possible, have the larger shiur. Now, of course, one should be aware that if your cup is holding 4 ounces, it doesn't mean that you have to drink all 4 ounces. The halacha is that you have to have the majority of the kos, what's called rov kos. Ordinarily, on a Friday night, you only have to drink him a little lugma, a mouthful or a cheekful. But when it comes to Leil HaSeder, we want to have a rov revius, or even larger than a rov revius, which is rov hakos. You want to drink the entire cup. So again, a word to the wise, don't use a 6 or 7 ounce goblet or a Kiddush cup, use a 3.5 to a 4.5 ounce kos, because then you have fulfilled the shiur that's required of the cup. And then when you're drinking, you're only going to have to drink the majority of that cup, which is anywhere between 3.5 and 4.5 ounces. So make sure your kos does hold that amount. Most Kiddush cups typically hold around 4 ounces, but if yours is smaller, so it's worthy to be careful on Pesach to have the larger shiur. However, specifically this year, when the first cup is the Araisa, here many opinions posit that based upon a Noz of Yehuda, the Chavetz Chaim and the Be'er Halacha, understands that when it comes to the Araisa, we want to fulfill the higher shear, the larger shear. So the other three cups, the latter three cups of wine at the Seder, so it's sufficient to have somewhere between 3.5 and 4 ounces if you want to shoot for the lower shear. However, on Friday night, when you want to have the larger shear, because we're talking about a mitzvah, right? And this is true about every Friday night, you want to have somewhere between 4 to 4.5 ounces, and you're going to have to drink, and you should drink, and you'll enjoy drinking the majority of that cup. So that is the fundamental distinction between the first cup and the latter three cups, and the distinction really between Friday night Seder and the other Seder. When all other nights, or all other Siddharim rather, it's sufficient to have the smaller share for all four cups on the first evening of Pesach this year. When it's on Friday night, one should try to shoot for a higher share, a larger kos, and drink the majority of the cup up to 4 to 4.5 ounces, it would be appropriate. So those are the main items on the agenda for the distinctions between a Friday night Seder as opposed to the others, which is preparation and the Kiddush. In terms of the other steps of the Seder, Urchat, Tarpat, Yachat, Magid, all of the others are the same. when it comes to the order of Kiddush on Friday night, of course, that is different. The first thing that one is going to do is to say the Vayechulu, which we do on a standard Friday night. Then they make the bracha Borei Pri HaGafen. Then is the actual Kiddush, and we're in the midst of the Kiddush, additional words, phrases for Shabbos that are found in the Haggadah, of course, are going to be said. And one concludes from the Kadesh HaShabbos to Yisrael Bahatmanim, and then conclude with the Shachiyana. So there are really four steps to Kiddush on Friday night of the Seder, Vayechulu, Borei Pri HaGafen, Mikadesh HaShabbos v'Yisrael v'Hazmanim, and then the Shachianu. Take a look in your Haggadah if you have time, certainly to prepare before, just to be aware of the order and how to handle that on a Friday night is appropriate. Now, the next set of mitzvos, of course, besides for Barich, the benching one inserts for today, outside of the rest of Seder is pretty much standard in terms of the fact that it's on a Friday night. Let's move now to Motzei Shabbos. We're going to go to the second Seder. And the second Seder, of course, the first is Friday night, the second is Motzei Shabbos. There are one or two items that have to be brought to our attention regarding a Motzei Shabbos Seder, and the first is Hachana, preparation. We're all aware that it is prohibited to prepare from day one of Yom Tov to day two of Yom Tov. It's prohibited to prepare from Shabbos to Yom Tov. It's prohibited to prepare from Yom Tov to Chol. This is known as Hachana. Hachana is prohibited because it's a disgrace to Yom Tov. You're already looking forward to Chol. You're already looking forward to the second day of Yom Tov. The first day of Yom Tov is a mitzvah of the Raisa. The second day of Yom Tov is a mitzvah of the Rabbanon. So biblically, the second day is considered to be a weekday. So therefore, how could I prepare on the first day of Yom Tov for the second day of Yom Tov? Because mid-Yaraisa, the second day is Chol, it's as if I'm preparing from Yom Tov to Chol. So all preparations are off from day one to day two. It's debasing, it's disgraceful, of course, to prepare from one day to the next. So the minimal amount of time that one should wait from Shkia, from sundown, until Tzeisa Kachavim is 42 minutes. That is the amount of time that the shul waits. And that's when we daven Marav. The reason we daven Marav 42 minutes after Shkia, after sundown, is in order that there shouldn't be confusion. Marav goes along with preparation from Yom Tov Rishon to Yom Tov Sheni. So no preparations, including all the ones that we just mentioned, including the making of the charoses, because it's Yom Tov, so I can make a charoses, including salt water, including the cooking or baking of the zrower, the besa, all things which were prohibited to do on Shabbos, but if you forgot them on Shabbos, so now you're permitted to do it on Yom Tov, but they shouldn't be prepared at least until 42 minutes after Shkia. Of course, your chicken soup and your meat or chicken, whatever is being put up for Shulchan Aruch, of course, should not be put up until after Tzeifa Kochavim. The first thing that you should do, of course, is to light candles. Once the candles are lit, again, only 42 minutes after, at least 42 minutes after Shkia Sechama, and we have that listed on the shul calendar as to when that begins, so candles should be lit, and at that point, preparations may be made, and that is in terms of the preparation for night number two. However, there is another difference, the same way there was a difference when it came to Kiddush on the first evening. There's also a difference regarding Kiddush on the second evening. The most famous and the longest Kiddush that we recite is when Motzei Yom Tov Shechal Yos to Motzei Shabbos. We have a series of five steps called Yak Nahaz, that's the mnemonic, Yain, Kiddush, Ner, Havdal, and Zman. First, make a bar for Gafen. Then we recite the Kiddush, then the Ner, Borei Me'orah Ha'esh, as it's Motzei Shabbos, then Havdalah, or Mavdil Ben Kedushas Shabbos, Ben Kedushas Yom Tov, and then Zman, and then Shechiyanu. You'll take a look in your Machzor, and you will note that it's a longer Kiddush, and one should be prepared, of course, as well, for these five steps, Yayin, Kiddush, Ner, Havdalah, and Zman. At the same time, one should be careful and cautious and recognize that the one area which is subject to machlokas is regarding the ner, the candle. How does one make havdalah on Motzei Shabbos? Now, you can't light a flame because if you're going to light the flame now, you can't strike a match on Motzei Shabbos because, of course, it's Yom Tov. Now, if you're going to light some flame or whatever flame it's going to be lit, you can't blow it out. You can't extinguish it. It's going to be there as long as it's supposed to be lit. So typically, there are two customs in terms of how to handle using a ner on Motzei Shabbos. It's Machlokes Tirum Moshe Feinstein, Zichron Lebracha, Rishlomo Zalman Orbach, Zichron Lebracha, in terms of contemporary poskim who argued this point, but it already dates back to earlier halachic authorities. Moshe Feinstein was of the opinion that the two neros that were lit for Yom Tov should be placed next to one another. And when they're placed next to each other, then the Baruch HaBorei Me'orei Ha'esh can be made. Now, why do they have to be placed together? So Havdalah, it's a mitzvah to make it from an avuka, from a torch. A torch means that there's more than one wick. And if you look at your Havdalah candle has many more wicks than just one. And the reason for that is we want to make a large flame, an avuka. So on Yom Tov, we also want to fulfill the mitzvah of Havdalah by making it into a large torch, into a large flame. So the way to do that, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, is by placing two candles that already have been lit for the sake of Yom Tov, and then putting them down. That's the opinion of Moshe Feinstein. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was opposed, and he was of the opinion that that's a problem because theoretically, when you put them together and then you take them apart, you're separating it. So sere, and fundamentally, you might even extinguish a flame, or the wick is going to drop, or the candle is going to burn out quicker, and that might be a malacha on Yom Tov. So therefore, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach argued on Moshe Feinstein, said better not to put them together to fulfill the mitzvah of avuka of making a torch, but better just to make and look, put your fingernails next to the candle, next to the flame, and there are probably two or three or even four or five that are next to each other, and then make the bracha borei me'orei. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach held that there was no need necessarily to place two candles, and the reason for that is the one is yata scharo behafsedo, even though you're trying to do a better mitzvah by placing the two together to fulfill the mitzvah of avuka, nonetheless, you might be doing something worse by extinguishing the flame or causing a greater damage. So if any of those two are your customs, both are valid customs, the opinion of Moshe Feinstein to put the two neiros together, or the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach to simply put your fingernails next to the flame and then make a borei me'orei'esh. So that's when it comes to Motzei Shabbos, Yayin Kiddush Ner, those two approaches, Havdalah, Mekadesh Ben Kedusha Shabbos Kedusha Chol, and then the bracha of Shachiyanu V'Kimanu V'Yanu L'Azman Hazeh. In terms of Motzei Shabbos, the one unique aspect of the Seder is really the Kiddush, Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah Zman. There is some of the liturgy at the end of the Seder is different. There's a special passage to say since it's Motzei Shabbos as opposed to a regular evening, and that is really the only distinction in terms of a Motzei Shabbos Seder. I would like to bring to your attention in terms of the last days of Yom Tov. Now, I just mentioned earlier when it comes to Motzei Shabbos that we all are familiar that there's Hachana, preparations, prohibited to prepare from day one to day two. It's prohibited to prepare from Shabbos to Yom Tov. It's prohibited to prepare from Yom Tov to Chol. What about preparing from Yom Tov to Shabbos? And indeed, this year we have that circumstance. The second day is the last day of Yom Tov. Yom Tov Achron of Pesach is Shabbos. And the first of the second days is a Thursday. Thursday night is night one. Friday night is night two. So how do we prepare for Shabbos on Friday when it's Yom Tov? Or is one prohibited to prepare from Yom Tov to Shabbos? So as you're all familiar, we have a rabbinic takana called an Erev Tavshilin. The Erev Tavshilin allows us to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. We want to have special food for Shabbos. Shabbos is a holier day than Yom Tov, so we want to have something unique and special. So therefore, we have an Erev Tavshilin. The Erev Tavshilin essentially means that one has prepared a cooked or a baked item and has been already set aside prior to Shabbos. That should be set up Thursday. There's a brach that's made on it. You can look in your machzor or in your siddur. You will note that that is a bracha on mitzvot Erev. And you'll take your cooked item, which is typically an egg, a piece of chicken, or a piece of meat, along with a piece of matzah as your baked item, and that allows you to continue cooking on Friday for Shabbos. It's considered as if you started cooking on Erev Shabbos by using the matzah and the cooked item, and you're going to continue cooking on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Ideally, one should eat the cooked item or the matzah for Shalosh Sudas, and along with that, one is permitted to continue cooking on Yom Tov for Shabbos. So this is an exception, of course, to the rule of preparation, because as mentioned, preparation is aser from Yom Tov Rishon to Yom Tov Sheni. Preparation is aser from Shabbos to Yom Tov. Preparation is aser from Yom Tov to Chol, but preparation is permitted from Yom Tov to Shabbos. The reason for that is biblically, midiraisa, we pass in the tzorche Shabbos na'asim b'Yom Tov. Midiraisa, one is permitted to prepare on Yom Tov for Shabbos because of Kedusha Shabbos, but nonetheless, there's still a takana d'rabanan. There's still a rabbinic mandate that there has to be something called an Erev Tavshilin, and that is in order to contain and to maintain the Kedusha Shabbos, that Shabbos is special. So one should be cautious and prepared and recognize that this year, Erev Tavshilim should be made. Not on Wednesday, of course, as is often the case, but indeed in this situation, it's going to be made on Thursday. One cannot rely on the Rav's Erev Tavshilim, certainly not on a regular basis, certainly if one forgot on a one-time basis. The halacha is one is permitted to rely on the Erev of the Rav, but that's not something that should be done on a regular basis. There should be a Erev Tavshilim made by the head of the household, and that's something that should take place, Erev Yom Tov. Typically, people ask me if I'm not going to be cooking, I'm not going to be baking, should I make it? We usually suggest that it's a good idea. Who knows? Maybe you will bake. You do need it in order to light candles on Friday, on Friday night. We can't light candles on Friday night, so you're only lighting candles on Thursday afternoon, and the way to light candles on Thursday afternoon for Friday, since you're preparing for Shabbos, is through the Erev Tavshilin, so it is appropriate for each individual to make an Erev Tavshilin, and that is what should be done. At the same time, I will conclude by mentioning that we will have a early Friday night minyan this year on the last day of Leil Shabbos, Friday night, the last day of Shabbos, and the reason for that is, of course, typically we have two minyanim, and this year will be no different. The Magen Avraham is of the opinion, the Mishnah Berurah quotes at the beginning of Siman Tav Kuf Chav Ches, that we want people to make sure that they finish their preparations for Shabbos early. We don't want people cooking late in the day for Yom Tov, for Shabbos, because then it looks like you're really, really just preparing for Shabbos. We want you to cook as early in the day as possible, because maybe somebody will benefit from the food on Yom Tov proper. So therefore, in the efforts to make sure that preparations of food have been established as early on in the day as possible, therefore we make an early Shabbos minyan to make sure that Shabbos is here, and therefore you've completed anything that needs to be done, and we bring in Shabbos as a result. So first, there will be an early Friday night minyan this year on the last day of Pesach. That covers the basics in terms of this special year, in terms of preparation on the first night of the Seder, in terms of making Kiddush on the first night of the Seder, the difference, in terms of the first cupping of the Raisa. Of course, preparation from Shabbos to Motzei Shabbos, one should be cautious of. At the same time, the special of Yak Nahaz and Motzei Shabbos is also something to be aware of as well. Have a good evening.